proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. Today we begin a series on Proverbs chapter 31, and the virtuous woman is described in that chapter. The final chapter of the book of Proverbs consisted of a monologue delivered by an unnamed mother to her son, a king whose name was Lemuel. Some commentators have identified the mother with Bathsheba and the son with Solomon, arguing that these were other names for those people. If so, Bathsheba had a more formative influence on her child's character than otherwise revealed in the Old Testament narratives. Lemuel's mother counseled her son to, quote, "Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings," unquote. Not that she did not condemn women, per se, for their roles in leading men astray. She probably understood that such women, Delilah being one example, such women did exist. Rather, Lemuel's mother warned her son against allowing himself to succumb to feminine wiles in conducting his policy. She recognized that he was responsible for governing his own behavior, and that he possessed the free will to reject allurement. The opening verses of Proverbs 31 also contained advice related to the consumption of alcoholic beverages. Lemuel's mother told him that, quote, "It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted," unquote. A king, who was someone expected to render righteous judgment, a king needed to think clearly. Alcoholic intoxication would appear his capacity to do so. In Proverbs chapter 23, Solomon had advised his son to, quote, "Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his odor in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At the last, it biteth like a servant, it stingeth like an adder," unquote. Lemuel's mother, by contrast, did not condemn intoxication with wine as an evil, that is to say, in and of itself. She allowed for the use of wine by, quote, "him that is ready to perish," unquote, and, quote, "those that be of heavy hearts," unquote. For such people, imbibing alcohol would allow them to, quote, "forget his poverty and remember his misery no more," unquote. This portion of scripture, however, is not to be taken as an endorsement for consuming alcoholic beverages. God pronounced a woe in the book of Habakkuk against those who give their neighbors strong drink. Lemuel's mother also advised her son, quote, "Open thy mouth for the dumb, in the cause of all such that are appointed to destruction," unquote. In a legal system that might not have defense attorneys, an individual brought before a judge might allow fear to make him awe-stricken. In such cases, Lemuel himself had a duty to act as an advocate for the accused party. Lemuel's mother also advised him to, quote, "Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy," unquote. She implicitly recognized that judges could become susceptible to corruption. As a king, Lemuel would serve as the ultimate judicial authority over those under his dominion. It behooved him, therefore, to ensure that any defendant brought before him should receive an equitable verdict. These were all portions of advice that Lemuel's mother gave to her son. Most of the 31st chapter of Proverbs, though, consisted of an exposition by Lemuel's mother. This exposition was upon those qualities that make a woman virtuous. It's godliness, not physical beauty nor seductive charm, but godliness will define a woman's character. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.